Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has been hit by new allegations which are damaging him politically. An Israeli newspaper reports that Sharon failed to disclose a business connection with the family of Elhanan Tannenbaum, who was exchanged for hundreds of Hezbollah prisoners in January. Sharon already is under investigation in two corruption scandals. Although he continues to deny any wrongdoing, the accumulation of accusations is taking its toll. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from Jerusalem.
According to the Israeli daily Maariv, the father of Esther Tannenbaum, the estranged wife of freed businessman Elhanan Tannenbaum, was a business partner of the Sharon family in the 1970s. The paper says Tannenbaum's father-in-law, Shimon Cohen, taught Ariel Sharon the science of agriculture and was a shareholder of a company that took control of Sharon's farm in 1978 after Sharon assumed a cabinet post. The paper said the partnership between them lasted many years. Sharon furiously defended against the suggestion that any personal connections may have influenced him to push for what many Israelis saw as a one-sided prisoner swap. Tannenbaum was the only live Israeli to be repatriated. The remains of three soldiers were also brought home. Sharon's spokesman, Ronan Giessen, dismissed the allegation as ludicrous.
There's no doubt that there is libel here that has no connection with reality whatsoever. It's just incredible that one can think that someone has to remember something that happened 30 years ago and national security considerations or moral consideration that the prime minister takes will be influenced by some personal consideration.
But Yaron Ezrahi, a political scientist at Hebrew University and a left-of-center analyst, says in a society of intimate connections, it is inconceivable that Ariel Sharon did not know that Tannenbaum's wife was the daughter of a man who had been important in the prime minister's own life. Ezrahi says the affair is made worse by the deep misgivings many Israelis had about the prisoner exchange. Authorities are interrogating Tannenbaum about whether he was dealing drugs, and according to the Israeli press, whether he divulged classified information to his captors that came into his possession as a colonel in the Israeli reserves.
There was a great deal of question as to why is the prime minister showing so much zeal about committing this deal. And I think that there is a deep suspicion among many Israelis that the prime minister is dishonest when he says that he didn't know and he didn't recognize the fact that this man has been in many ways close to him in the past.
Ezrahi and other analysts agree that the fact the relationship was not disclosed was far more damaging than the relationship itself. Dan Margalit is a Mariv columnist and one of Israel's leading journalists.
We are not saying that Mr. Sharon was ready to pay a high price for the release of Mr. Tannenbaum because of this partnership. The only thing that we say is that according to the need for transparency, he had to tell the Israeli public that they had business together.
Political analysts say the accumulation of scandals, including an alleged case of bribery over a real estate deal and illegal campaign contributions, is weakening Sharon's credibility. Sharon's backers suspect opponents of the prime minister's plans to dismantle Jewish settlements in Gaza in this latest case. Professor Yaron Ezrahi says it hardly matters where the allegations come from if they prove true.
The crucial thing here is that the prime minister is vulnerable, that he made himself vulnerable by the way he conducted himself in this case, especially the cover-up, what seems to be the cover-up.
A public opinion poll published today in Israel's leading daily, Yediot Aharonot, found that a majority of Israelis say they have lost faith in the government. The rate of those who say Ariel Sharon is not credible jumped from 51% to 57% in the past month. Sharon blames the diminished public faith in him on his detractors and not his own conduct. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.